Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. This week's tip is the herb Siberian ginseng, now mostly called Eleutherococcus. This is a wonderful tonic herb, meaning it's to be taken over a period of time to help strengthen a person's system in general. Siberian ginseng was studied by the Russians back in the 50s when they discovered it could reduce the number of colds a person would get. So yes, you could combine Siberian ginseng with last week's herb, astragalus, for strengthening the immune system. This herb is also properly termed an adaptogen, meaning it allows the body to handle stress better than otherwise. It appears to help the adrenal glands, which give the body short-term energy and produce cortisol, the body's natural anti-inflammatory hormone. Things like stress, lack of sleep, or drinking too much caffeine can deplete the adrenal glands. So in fact, Siberian ginseng is a better way to relieve fatigue than caffeine, certainly in the long run. Athletes can take Siberian ginseng to improve endurance, and in China, it's used to treat coldness and poor circulation. The bark of the root is used, so one could boil the dried herb, or as with astragalus, you could take a dropperful of the tincture. Either form could be taken 3 times a day, and as with other tonic herbs, you should stop Siberian ginseng if you have an active infection, seen as heat symptoms in Chinese medicine. Eleutherococcus is safer than Chinese or Korean ginseng, also known as Panax. It has less of a stimulating effect compared with Panax ginseng, so you're less likely to overdo it. As with any herb, however, if you're a sensitive person, be sure to pay attention to how your body reacts. And if it doesn't feel right, please stop the herb. And at that point, you might want to consult an herbalist or doctor to determine what's right for you. American ginseng, yet another species, is halfway between Siberian ginseng and Chinese ginseng in intensity, to make a kind of crude comparison. Another use for Eleutherococcus is to alleviate the bone marrow suppression caused by chemotherapy radiation and radiation during cancer treatment. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.